Q94, your Mountain of Rock, and joining me again, head coach of the MSU West Plains Grizzly basketball team, Jared Fay. And, you know, it's basketball season, not game, you know, not so much we're keeping count and records and all that, but it's basketball season.
It's basketball season. You know, to some degree for us, when school starts, it's basketball season. We start training right away. But we're into October now where we actually have some scrimmages, and it's getting a lot more real.
Now, you've got some returning players coming back. Tell us, you know, about their progress.
Yeah, we got three guys who started for us last year. Lionel Kimwimba has gotten even stronger than he was last year. He's got more skilled, really hard worker. Urji Kugnami was a wing for us, really good defender, but he's got a lot better offensively. Javian Downey, point guard, he's just gotten better too. He's gotten stronger and really kind of understands the college game better. Riley Whitaker from Calico Rock, you know, he's shooting the ball better. All of them are just better. They've been working really hard, so we're pretty excited with that group.
And some of the new faces.
Yeah, we got a big kid from Florida who him and Lionel kind of go at it every day in practice, Jaden Roach. Jaden, when you see him, you'll think he's a tight end or a defensive end. He's probably has more of that build. But big, strong, really athletic guy. And we added some transfers. We got a transfer from Pensacola, Ryan Richardson, who's a big guard, 6'4", can play the point, can play the two. And Ethan Smith from Hagerstown, 6'8", guy who really could play the wing. We're kind of a skilled four for us. And we got quite a few freshmen, too, that you know, we're pretty excited about.
You know, we've talked in the past, and it's one of the areas – was size. Mm-hmm. Wanted to get more size. You know, you have one, you need three or four, and you've kind of, you know, taken that next step. You've got more size, and then of course creating depth and shooters, and everybody out there is looking for the exact same thing you are.
Yeah, no doubt. You feel like you can never have enough bigs, and you can never have enough point guards. And last year we got in situations where we were lacking a little bit in both. Because of injuries. So a lot of the guys, the guards we brought in are combo guards who we feel like really can play the point, but they can score it. I think we can play a lot faster tempo than what we have because we have more depth. Mm-hmm. And we're really excited about our group.
Yeah, I mean, when you first came, you know, you said you like playing fast. And it's fun. I mean, mm-hmm. People love to watch it when it's fast. But when you're limited – as far as depth, you know, you got to kind of be careful. So it'll be fun to see him turn him loose.
Yeah, no doubt. And when you don't have the depth, you know, you're thinking about lowering possessions. It's not necessarily how I want to coach or play. And I know it's not necessarily how people want to watch. But I think this year's group will be kind of how we want to play.
Now, you mentioned earlier when we first started again, we're talking with head coach of the Missouri State West Plains Grizzly basketball team, Jared Fay. And so you've got some scrimmages coming up. When are they and where are they going to be at?
We're actually going to Wichita this weekend for a jamboree. We're going to play four games on Sunday. They're shortened running clock type games. And then after our golf tournament on the 14th, on the 15th, we're going to do an inter-squad scrimmage. Going to do kind of a hoops madness, be free admission, be a good opportunity to meet the Grizzlies. Then we're going to scrimmage Link Year Postgrad National here October 22nd. And then we're going to go on the road for our final one down at Crowley's Ridge, October 26th.
And when November gets here, we're keeping track, aren't we?
Yeah, it gets crazy in November, but we're preparing for that now.
And you know, an old friend has come back. We've discussed it, but let's look at your coaching staff a little bit and tell the folks who they are and kind of what their duties will be.
We got a phenomenal coaching staff. Coach Mike Poindexter back with us. You know, he got here kind of late last year, so everything was kind of thrown at him. But a great guy, did a really good job, and he's back with us. Walt Belcher, you know, he was with us 2 years ago. Very well-liked, well-respected, great basketball mind. So we're excited to have him back. And then Joe Greenwood, he's a grad assistant, kind of helps out all the programs. But his main, what he wants to do is be a coach. And so he's, you know, a really hard worker, really good for us too. So I'm blessed. I feel like some days I show up to go to work and they already have everything done. So,
well, you know, and that's kind of, you know, head coaches. I mean, you're in control of all of it, but you know, delegating and letting your coaches coach and do their thing. it's when it's clicking, it's got to be a thing of beauty.
Yeah, it is. And I think the chemistry, you know, we all get along really well. We care about each other's families. We spend more time with each other than we do our own wives and our own family. So it's important for us to get along. And I think that chemistry kind of translates down to the team as well. They can kind of see our cohesiveness. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm like I said, I'm really, really blessed with this staff.
Going to be a great time. The 2024/25 Missouri State West Plains Grizzly basketball season. It is rapidly approaching. And Coach Fay, thanks for coming by and hanging out with us and giving us that information. And we'll be talking real soon.
All right. Sounds good, Gary. Thank you.